This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Feel good Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Bill Ford Tough Studio. Yankees with a great, impressive, fun win, racking up a ton of runs, a 7-run eighth inning last night against the White Sox in Chicago, where it was 90 degrees. The Mets win another series, or don't lose another series, as they beat the Nationals in the rubber game. Yeah, the schedule release, we have done all of that. If you want to join the show, 877-337-6666. I want to spend a little more time on what happened with the Sixers. I mean, it really is amazing that James Harden and Ben Simmons get traded for one another, and each of those guys essentially in different ways gave their new teams nothing at all. Now Ben Simmons was hurt, clearly had a back issue, but didn't give the Nets anything, not even a full 5-on-5 practice. And James Harden, who had, what, one good game in the playoffs, you could say?
Yes, he had the 130-point game where people said maybe he turned the corner.
Yeah, the James Harden game that will go down in infamy.
Yeah.
But last night he was just a total slug. I mean, and this has happened before. I mean, I remember that Game 7 against the Warriors back during the Warriors dynasty, and he completely disappeared. I mean, he is just a guy who, in the biggest moments, does not seem like he wants to rise to the occasion.
Yeah.
It's not a can't. It doesn't seem like he wants to. And one of the things that I had said for years and years, we have talked about on this show, when the money gets ridiculous for these guys, and it's guaranteed money, and you have someone with a personality like James Harden, which is a I don't give a bleep. And Kyrie Irving to that certain degree, too. Now, he clearly cares what people say about him because you saw his reaction during the Celtics series and you heard him on Twitch yesterday, the stuff that CeeLo was playing. When the money gets this ridiculous and these guys have other interests outside of basketball or football or whatever else, I really do worry about the future of pro sports and the top stars caring as much. Now, in football, you can get murdered out there if you're not going 100%. But like in basketball, I mean, it's possible to loaf. Like, it really is.
Well, to me, and you can yell at me all you want, I don't think the Harden-Irving is even a comparison. I think the difference is Harden looks disinterested.
Yeah.
And looks like he'd rather be partying than he would be playing basketball at times. And body language and facial expressions are everything. And you watch, and I didn't see this game in its entirety last night either. I was watching the Yankee game. But I've seen enough of the highlights to see a guy who, I'm never going to say he quit. That's not fair. I would never say that about a professional athlete. But my God, it looks like he quit last night and didn't want to be there. The Irving thing to me is different because I think basketball is secondary. And laugh all you want, I think he legit thinks he can save the world. I think he looks at what's going on around the globe, you know, whether it's what's happening in Ukraine, what's going on here in this country, what's going on in politics and the vaccine and every. To me, again, you can make fun of it all you want. I legit think he thinks that he can make a huge difference and impact people's lives, whereas Harden just doesn't. He doesn't care. Like he doesn't care.
Right. There's certain guys, though, like LeBron, who was always interested in how many championships, how many MVPs.
Absolutely.
Like, of course, he was concerned about building his brand, and he said he wanted to be the first.
But basketball's still first for him.
Billion-dollar athlete. But, yeah, he was basketball still first. Kevin Durant concerned about winning championships. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. You know, with Kyrie Irving, and this is it's where I second. Make the comparison. Yeah, I mean, Kyrie Irving looks at basketball as two things. This is where I can make my money, and basketball made me famous to be able to have a platform to talk about and try to change the things in the world that I believe are unjust.
Yes, but can you point to games as blatantly lazy as Harden gives you sometimes?
No, but like Kyrie is a guy who, you know, I won't go last year because he wasn't allowed to play. But the year before just like decided to take some time off during a regular season. I mean, what's worse?
But what? Why?
And I don't know.
This is where I'm going to. And this
I mean, I really don't even know.
I'm coming back to what I think is most important in his life. And that is real life, not basketball. Why basketball is secondary. Like, I don't think Kyrie Irving took off last year just to stay home. I don't.
Yeah.
I think he took off working behind the scenes politically is what I do think. And I don't know that. I've read enough things that certainly suggest that. And it makes sense. The more you listen to him, it's almost as if, and I'm paraphrasing here, and I'm making this up as I go along, but this is the perception I get of him when I listen to him talk about current affairs and world issues. You dopes, this is basketball. I'm talking real life.
Yeah, I mean, but I think, sure, those two guys are different. But where they are the same is you're paying them $47 million and 30-something million dollars to not care about their jobs enough.
Yes, I would agree. I agree with that point. I guess where I'm drawing the line is when Kyrie plays, he plays.
Yeah.
He doesn't go through the motions. There are so many examples now of Harden where he just shows up with nothing and doesn't want to, and looks like he doesn't want to be there. All the times I've watched Kyrie Irving play, I've never seen him go out there and give a half-assed effort.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely stepped away from the game.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, in playing, I guess I can grant you that. I mean, he doesn't play any defense, that's for sure.
No, but no one does, especially on that team.
Yeah.
But he's focused. He wants to win. He wants to play. He wants to attack the basket. Sometimes he does play. No question. The one thing I do think with him and Durant that has worked well, and maybe this is Harden's problem, I don't know, is the two of them recognize who's got it going early, and they both, because they both have had monster games with the Nets. And what winds up happening is they both step back and feed the other. And there's no, well, I got to get mine. And that way, that relationship is very good. Maybe Harden's issue here, and maybe it was in Brooklyn, I don't know, was he never felt like he fit in because he didn't. I don't know. Maybe the Embiid thing, it's his team, and that's why
I mean, but he when it was clearly his team in Houston in elimination games, he was a no-show.
I don't know. That's where I'm saying they're
different. Here's what I think it is. It's an elimination game. You've got one team, whether it was the teams he was playing in, maybe it wasn't Golden State that year. I forget who they played in that series where he just had the worst Game 7 ever. The Spurs, that's right, Game 6 against the Spurs. I want to say that was like 2000 and...
I think 17. Yeah. I remember working at the network at the time.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, it was Game 6 against the Spurs. Just a miserable performance. I mean, turning the ball over. I mean, just awful. So it was that, and then it was this game. And what you have is a guy who doesn't care about the outcome enough against a group of professionals who are also, you know, as talented as all hell because they made it to the NBA, caring more.
Yep.
I mean, that's really what it comes down to. I mean, you could have all the skill in the world. You have to want to win. And I just don't think he cares enough. And another thing about James Harden, like, I really, truly believe that he is not interested in what people say about him. So, like, when everybody's killing him today and every national show and he's just getting roasted, like, I don't think that means anything. I think he just sits back and laughs. Like, he truly, truly, truly does not care, which is something that I'm envious of, quite frankly.
Most people do care, even the stars.
Yeah, and I don't think he does.
And we have seen, we've seen LeBron go back at people on social media.
Sure.
Like, who does he have to impress at this point?
I know.
I mean, Jeannie Buss is talking to him, along with Phil and Magic, about what to do with the future of the Lakers. He shouldn't worry about what the haters say, but they do. They go back. I love that Durant goes back at these guys. You're right. You never hear a word from Harden. It's almost as if $50 million.
Right.
See ya.
I mean, like, you guys are serious. You're actually talking about this. Like, I'm winning.
Right.
I'm off. I'm done.
Like, I've got a different definition of winning than you guys do. So sit there and roast me all you want, but.
And in
you know,
the grand scheme of things, this game where he's never won a championship is going to end up paying him how many hundreds of millions of dollars?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's think already made. It. Yeah. I mean, he's generational wealth. I mean, what do you think he's made in his career now? $325 million or something like that?
He has to have had. I mean, he's going to make $47 next year for one right. season. So if you average, he's been around a long time now.
Yeah, I know.
So 10, I'm going to say he's made $295.
$268,
it looks like. Yeah, the 300 seemed like a lot to me because if I'm trying to think about how long he's been around, he wasn't averaging 30 a year. So, yeah, all right, 265.
Yeah.
Is that going into this year and then the 47 puts him over?
Yeah, so right. he'll, by the end of this deal, which includes next year, it'll be over $300 million.
Be right around 310, right? If I got that right, 30 and 17?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it says 316.
I mean, there are... It's $47 million, and they won't even play 82 games.
Now, how much of... All right, this is unbelievable. So he was with the Nets for, what, 10 minutes?
One, was it even a calendar year?
How much money of that we just talked about do you think that the Nets paid him? This is just incredible.
Well, they paid him for only... Did he even play 80 games with them, or was he even there for 80 games?
I don't know if he was.
Because when they got him, it was the middle of the season, and he left middle of the season here.
Yeah,
right?
So
it was essentially a full year. $35 million? I don't know.
So SpotTrack is saying that the Nets, and I would trust this site because they're usually pretty good, the Nets paid James Harden $63 million for the time that he spent here.
Well, how is that possible? Am I getting the dates wrong?
And that's what they're saying.
Was it more than a calendar million. Year? I'd have to get the date of the trade. I don't remember the date of the trade. I thought it turned out to be like exactly 1 year broken up into two different seasons. And if you get paid, I would think, by the games.
Yeah.
I would think that would end up being one full year salary of about $30
million. Man, if that is right, though. I mean, how ridiculous is that?
You know what the Nets do? They pay guys not to play.
They pay them not to play.
They do.
Chris in New London, Connecticut. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, what's up, Gio?
Hey, man.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to comment on Kyrie and James Harden. I mean, it's just sickening, really, athletes like that these days. I mean, remember when, you know, Barkley was getting crap about being a role model and everything? I mean, what are these guys? They're the worst role models there are.
Yeah, I mean, on one hand, yes. Now, on the other hand, like, all right, now, Kyrie Irving, I will play devil's advocate for a second. Kyrie Irving has used his celebrity to try to help other causes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether you agree with the way he's gone about it or dislike his personality or whatever, put that aside for a second. He's donated millions of dollars. He's donated his time. He's created awareness for a lot of things. So that's not being selfish. I mean, you could look at that as there's a part of Kyrie Irving that is absolutely that's someone you would look up
selfless.
To. Selfless. Yeah. James Harden, you know, as pathetic as he was last night, and you're right, you would never want to tell your kid that in the biggest of moments do you fold up and look disinterested. I'll play devil's advocate there, too, for a second. This is a man who reached the absolute top of his profession, won an MVP, and made $300 million playing a kid's game. So if your kid did that, I think you'd be pretty happy about
it. We're talking about winning championships, though.
Yeah, we're talking about comparing him to the greatest to have ever played the game. Now, if you're talking about a role model for your kids, that's a different conversation. We're talking about the greatest to ever play and having a desire to win championships like the fans have a desire to experience those championships.
Well, how many times have we had this conversation, whether it's baseball, basketball, football, when the money gets to a certain point,
the fans care more than the players.
Yeah, of course.
And not all of them, because there are, like, I legit believe that Kevin Durant is still bothered by what happened this year. Yeah. I think LeBron James is still bothered by what went down in L.A. this year. But I do think there are other players that see the end of the season and say, great, where are we going for the next month? Vacation time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And most fans are still bothered by how things ended. For some of these guys, I don't believe that to be the case.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I do think that James Harden is happier to be out than continuing to play.
You're probably right. You know, especially if you've got Embiid not at full strength and you probably didn't think you could win anyway. You're probably better off. Let me start my vacation tomorrow rather than, you know, 2 weeks from now when we got to go through another grinding or grueling, series.
That's amazing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. In about 3 minutes, we're going to be giving away those Yankee tickets in the middle of CeeLo's update.
Looks awesome out there on CBS Sports Network, doesn't it? What a beautiful spring day.
Sucks.
I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Should have been in Chicago last night, 91 at first pitch.
Well, yesterday was 76. Yesterday was fine. Yeah.
They come and they go.
It was only like 65 by me. I'm 10 degrees cooler. That's
because you live in Alaska, apparently. Yeah.
I think the weather for next weekend looks nice, which means Memorial Day probably not going
to
be great.
Dude, don't do that to me. We have a big baseball tournament Memorial Day weekend.
Freezing rain.
My Ripken.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's what's good. Memorial Day weekend has been a wash for, I feel like, the last, I don't know how many years.
How about this guy over here? I was 65.
No, every year at least one of Memorial Day.
You're
going
to be a boat guy and live on the water. You got to understand that it's going to be cooler. You know?
Listen, man, in the middle of May, it should be warmer than it is. April is now May.
Right.
And November is now December.
Correct.
That's what's happened.
Yeah.
We're going to be at the DJs and raincoats and turtlenecks.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, the one time we were there was a horrendous weather day.
That happened a couple of years ago because you guys were supposed to be outside and then the music, everything got moved inside.
That's not what happened. That's wrong.
You're wrong.
We were inside because the outdoor part was not ready for us.
Wasn't ready.
It was not. They were doing it. Remember, Eddie, a headliner? They were renovating the whole place.
Oh, yes, yeah.
That's why we were inside.
That big refit, yeah.
See, they've cased the joint at DJ's. They've got the B-roll ready to go there.
Oh, yeah.
Sports Network.
No, I didn't see.
Absolutely. They did their reconnaissance visit.
Yeah, no, well, I'm excited. That'll be Friday of Memorial Day weekend. What, the 27th?
27th, yeah.
Not only was it not raining that day, it was actually gorgeous out.
Yeah, so screw you, Fleeks, with your bad information.
I produced a lot of remotes here with Bob Dwyer, so it must have been a different one, not to kick off the summer that was raining.
That looks good. Are we going to be out front like that?
No, I don't think so.
Ocean breeze.
Yeah.
See, the awning there was waving in the breeze.
The awning was waving. Awning. It was probably 30 degrees.
Definitely not outside? Video.
No, we are outside. I think there's a back.
There's got to be a back.
Yeah, isn't there?
I don't know.
See, I don't know DJs. I know Bar A. I don't know DJs as well.
There's a good look at it.
Peace.
Yeah, that we're on the other
under
side,
the peace sign, I think. Is what,
That's where Eddie wants to be.
We're also, take that down.
Poor CBS Sports. They got all the good B-roll, and what we're looking for is like the obscure, you know, where's the nook and cranny?
Yeah, where is the nook in which we will be broadcasting?
Where's the dumpster that we'll be in front of?
it's going to be nice, yeah. I think. Right?
Yes.
And then Lifespeed is a band that you really enjoy, right?
I do. Yeah, I go to see them. I've gone down to Atlantic City a couple of times knowing they were going to be somewhere. So that's kind of cool.
I think they're playing during our show.
They are. I mean, that's what the promo says.
Yeah, I hope so.
It's a cover band, I assume?
Yeah, really good band out of Jersey.
I mean, unless there's some sort of noise ordinance situation at that early in the morning, but we hope not.
That's a good point.
Because
I think maybe we would have checked the town.
Yeah, no, I think before. That they did. I think they're all over it. I'm pretty sure that we're good to go. All right, you got Yankee tickets right now. It's a Jersey Mike's Yankees box office blitz. A pair of field-level tickets to see the Yankees and the White Sox at Yankee Stadium on May 20th. Right now, be caller 7 at 866-540-WFAN. It's 866-540-9326 for your chance to win. It's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop, the New York Yankees box office blitz. And the fan, don't forget, we do this every single morning at 825. All right, CeeLo is here with another update. What's happening, Chris?
Powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. Also brought to you by Dr. Jay Shaw at Samwell Institute for Pain Management. Visit samwellpain.com. The big win for the Yankees last night. They built an early lead. They blew it in the seventh and had the seven-run rally in the eighth. They went on to beat the White Sox 15-7. Before that rally, though, Aaron Judge with another moonshot of a home run.
Swung on there, goes deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. What a shot. All the way back in the lower deck and left. Wow. What a home run.
Amazing how
Judgian blast.
It looks very fluid.
Mayhem. Yes. That meant ball's coming in at 95 miles an hour, and he turns on that as if it was on a tee.
And sent it out at 115, I believe.
God.
456 feet. John Sterling with the call here on the fan.
What would be the coolest thing that you wish you could do? Hit a monster home run off a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, dunk a basketball on a fast break in front of a packed crowd, kick the game-winning field goal to send your team to the Super Bowl.
Throw a touchdown pass.
Someone else is involved there, though.
40-yard touchdown pass. But that's a hell of a lot cooler than being a kicker.
Or drain a lengthy...
But you're the man.
How about a game-winning drive? You're the quarterback.
Okay, that's fine. Or I was going to say game seven, game-winning goal, NHL playoffs in your home arena.
I'd want to be the quarterback with a game-winning drive.
I'm taking that off the table. Game-winning field goal. It's got to be individual.
Then I want a dunk.
Want a big dunk and a big spot on the breakaway.
How about a birdie on 18 to win the Masters?
I think I want the home run.
Okay. I was just as an option. The home run? I would take
Hold on, time out. Here's the thing, though. You can play golf and birdie any hole. You're never going to play baseball in front of 50,000 people, get in the batter's box, and face someone hitting 95.
You're not going to birdie win the Masters. But I understand.
I
understand.
You can't hit a home run off a 95.
50 feet. Yeah. I understand.
I'm trying to come up with things you can't do because you wish you could do.
Because, like we spoke about yesterday on the warm-up show, I am as passionate as I am about the Rangers and the Garden. If you give me Stanley Cup winning goal at the Garden, and I get to score it and hear the crowd erupt, that's
here's the question. Do you want to be Stefan Matteau?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to be Adam Vinatieri? You want to be MJ on a breakaway dunk?
Yeah,
or Aaron Judge?
Gio doesn't like this game, I can tell.
No, I don't like the kicker being a part of it. That, to me, throws everything off.
Screw the
I'm
kicker.
Just talking about an unbelievable individual.
What about making a great catch like Dwight Clark?
Okay, fine.
That makes me feel that a kicker, kicker running out there.
Okay.
That eliminates the most popular sport out of this conversation.
I hate NFL kickers. I'm with you on that.
But
I'm just talking about an unbelievable individual moment.
Yes.
Dwight Clark's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. Then I'm doing the football one.
You want to be Dwight Clark or Joe Montana?
Joe Montana. But I'm just taking the football one. Yeah, the big football play.
I'm with you.
Where everybody's coming after
you. I want to be Stefan Matteau. Oh,
yeah.
Which wasn't even the cup clinch. It was the
I said game seven of a playoff a clinching game in the playoffs.
Double OT at the Garden to beat the Devils. Love it. I love that you referenced that, being a Devil fan. It's a good job.
Well, how could you not?
Oh, that's good. You could have gone another route, so I'm proud of you for that. All right, we'll move on because I got to get to some other stuff. Yankees series continues tonight. Gerrit Cole, Vince Velasquez, pregame on the fan at 7:30. Among the things we need to get to, the Brian Cashman comments as he responds to Astros owner Jim Crane, who I guess was critical again of Cashman this week and the Yankees with the cheating.
He was basically saying, get over it, is what he was saying.
Yeah, but he was also trying to draw the comparison of, well, they shouldn't be taking shots at us because they were cheating as well.
Yeah,
and that
they
sit well with Cashman. Cashman. And here was part one of his response yesterday before the Yankees played their series opener with the White Sox.
They lost multiple years of draft picks, first round draft picks. They were fined millions of dollars and decided to fire their manager and general manager because their actions.
And his point that he's making is we got fined $100,000. It's like comparing apples to oranges. I think he actually said it was like comparing a speeding ticket to felonies.
Yeah,
so he was not having any of that. And then, you know, kind of took a little bit of a dig here at Crane at the end of this one.
There's no equivalent to any of it. So that's why I said it's a deflection. No one's buying it. No one's singing to that dance tune. It is what it is. So, but yeah, I applaud him for trying.
Yeah.
I don't buy either of them, quite frankly.
What don't you buy from Cashman?
Shut up about it. It's enough.
I agree with that. I agree
with
that.
You weren't winning the World Series that year anyway because you couldn't hit.
Yeah. Agree with all that, and I'd like for him to drop it. The only thing I'd say is it's brought to him in this case because Crane spoke up about it again.
But it doesn't mean that you have to comment.
True. Yeah, you could say, yeah, that's true. No comment. I'm done.
Like, hey,
moving on.
We've said plenty about this. I mean, it's in the history books.
Yep.
Go back and look at it. Enough. Now, why is he still talking about it? It's pathetic.
Right, and Crane spoke up because of what Cashman said in the Athletic piece. It's just round and round they go.
You know, more so than the, this would be a weird take, I suppose, but more so than the whole banging on the garbage can replay crap stealing signs, I'd be more upset about if I was Brian Cashman. How much tar were they putting on their hands, and why couldn't we hit?
Yeah, of course.
To be quite honest with you, sticky stuff.
I mean, everybody who went to Houston was spectacular.
Right. That's what I would be more upset
Verlander,
with.
Cole, Charlie Morton, for Christ's sake.
Morton's been pretty good still since he left there. And look at what Verlander's doing this year as they're checking your hand after every inning.
Yeah, but those guys, their careers were revived.
I agree. There was something to it, but whatever. Verlander's still, I don't know what he's doing or if he's doing anything, but he's still figured out how to be incredibly effective at 39 on the other side of Tommy John surgery.
Sure.
Right. Absolutely. If you compare what he's doing, now Cole's kicked it in gear, but he's a younger guy. And
my point is, they lost games because they couldn't score because of the pitching. It's not like they had 8-4 leads, and because of stealing signs, the Astros were putting up 15 runs a game.
Sour grapes. I understand.
The sourest of grapes.
All right. Let's move on to the Mets then. 3-1 win over the Nationals. I'm sorry, 4-1 win over the Nationals to take 2 out of 3 in D.C. It was a big game for Mark Canha.
Here's the 1-0 to Canha. Hit high in the air to left center field. That's deep. Thomas going back onto the track in front of the fence. It is gone. A home run. Mark Canha gets one out of here. His second home run of the year, his third hit of the game.
That's how he rose on WCBS.
Holy Nikes!
880, and kind of bookended the scoring for the Mets. He had the two-run single in the first inning, so it puts him up 4-0 there. Edwin Diaz did give up a solo homer to Juan Soto in the bottom of the ninth, but no damage other than that. Here's Buck Showalter on kind of getting right now, started the season on the COVID IL.
He got sick in spring training and really never got to do some of the things physically that he normally does to get ready. I was looking the other day at him, how much better he looks physically.
So he's come on, he's got the bat average over 300, some offensive production yesterday in support of Taiwan Walker, who tossed 7 innings of 3-hit shutout ball, just 1 strikeout across 85 pitches, and while he was effective, apparently still not fully 100%.
A little tight, but it was nothing serious. I felt good, body felt, everything else felt really good, arm felt good. Wasn't nothing serious.
Maybe a little tightness after the collision with Soto there at third base. That's possible.
Yeah.
As they got the obscure double play. But it's another series win for the Mets. They come back home now and will open a series, an interleague series, that is, with the Mariners tonight at Citi Field. Max Scherzer opposed by Marco Gonzalez. By the way, the Phillies, as if they don't have enough problems on their hands, Joe Girardi especially, 2 games under .500. Bryce Harper, who's been limited to DH duty of late, has a small tear in his right UCL, and he's getting an injection and won't throw a baseball for 4 weeks.
But there's the benefit of the DH in the National League because he can stay in the lineup.
Yes, but not quite the whole unit that they normally are, and they're having their struggles as it is. NBA playoffs, the Heat eliminated the Sixers in Philadelphia in Game 6, 99-90. Jimmy Butler was the goods for the Heat, 32 points. James Harden, not so much for Philly. He just took only 2 shots in the second half, 1 in the third quarter, 1 in the fourth, and the Heat were up by 20 with about 5 minutes to go, so the final score even was a little misleading. Here was Harden after the game. I'm not going anywhere. I'll take that juicy player option or maybe even an extension.
To be clear, you plan on still opting in here?
I'll be here. Yeah, I'll be here. Whatever makes this team, you know,
whatever allows this team to continue to grow and get better and do the things necessary to, yeah, exactly, to win and compete at the highest level.
Yeah, with your over the hill better, ass but... making $50 million is right. Not the way to cultivate something to grow.
How about if you were the owner of these teams or whoever the account, whoever write, well, it's direct deposit now, but yeah, if you were the ones writing the checks, be like, I got to give him what now?
Yeah.
For that?
I mean, it's, I always think about that. I mean, just the gross amount of money that clears with these guys is just like, you know, hitting the door. Like, today was payday for us. Like, imagine James Harden, what he gets every two weeks.
I can't. Here was an honest Joel Embiid. This is not your older brother's James Harden.
Since we got him, everybody expected the Houston James Harden, but that's not who he is anymore.
He was, though. Yes, now I'll play the second part.
I know there's more to it,
and
I know.
You'll see that he's a little more gentle with his comments than maybe he was with Ben Simmons last year.
He's more of a playmaker. I thought, at times, could have been, as all of us, could have been more aggressive.
Kind of inclusive of everybody there, not just singling out Harden.
But you can cut that off and make that a huge story.
Yes. Well, yeah, I mean, we thought we were getting the Houston James Harden, and we didn't. That's not who he is anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, he said that, clear as day.
Yes, he did.
And he's right.
And then in addition to that, here was Embiid longing for the days of having Jimmy Butler as a teammate.
Still don't know how we let him go, but, I wish I could have gone to battle with him still, but it is what it is.
So the longer this goes for Embiid, you're just wondering if he's ever going to get a chance to get to the top of the mountain. I mean, he's still got years ahead, but if they're going to be now, hampered with Harden's contract, Butler's gone, Ben Simmons didn't work out, it's like, how many more cracks does he get? And next hour, I'll bring you some Doc Rivers, who certainly was not looking to fall on the sword after the game.
I mean, with Ben Simmons gone and not working out for them, and think about all the top picks that they had during the Sam Hinkie era. Jahlil Okafor.
Yep.
That Simmons is another one. All these guys that didn't work out for them.
Mm-hmm. Here was Butler. I guess this was on, I don't know if it was on the TV broadcast or something.
Okafor was a net. They paid him too.
Yeah.
That's right.
About a week.
Another guy. Yeah. Here was Butler heading into the locker room after, and right here it's pretty evident the chip that he had on his shoulder for this series specifically.
Tobias Harris over me.
That's as he's entering the locker room. So, yeah.
Tobias Harris over me?
Question mark.
Yep.
Yeah. So he showed them who's boss. In the other game, Mavericks pasted the Suns 113-86. Luka Doncic, 33 points, 11 boards, 8 assists. He also had 4 steals. Dallas had 16 of them as a team. 8 turnovers for Devin Booker, 5 for Chris Paul. Here was the latter now looking ahead to a game 7.
Just because you have home court doesn't guarantee you're going to win the game. You know what I mean? But we'd rather play at home than play here.
And that'll be on Sunday, so they got 2 days to think about it. The time is TBD at the moment, depending on what happens tonight, as the Bucks and the Warriors are going for Game 6 closeouts on their home floor. So I guess Bucks-Celtics, what Game 7 would be 3:30 Sunday afternoon, but if Milwaukee ends it, I guess it could impact the time of that Game 7 between the Suns and the Mavericks. NHL, you'll have 3 Game 7s on Saturday as Boston, Tampa Bay, and Edmonton all extended their series last night. G's boy down in Tampa. Got to play the overtime winner just to get
it's
you.
It's overtime.
Just to, get you, just to get you worked up.
Hagel put it in front. Killorn shoots, save made. Rebound point. Score! Rated point! Rated point! We're going to have a game 7. Brandon Point wins game 6. 4-3 in overtime.
Dave Mischkin. No Esposito on that call.
He wasn't allowed.
So just so you get a taste.
Overtime,
Right.
Phil was out of there.
Well, just so you can get a feel for where Phil's been at in this series, here was Ryan McDonough's game-tying goal from Game 5 the other night.
Marner was there, but he'll lose it. Colton, left circle. Quick! I saw McDonough! Score! McDonough! He drilled it in!
Got one word in there. Quick!
I always get this sense, as the goal's coming, Mischkin has an apple in his hand, and he shoves it in his mouth. Shut your face.
Quick!
My goal.
Yeah, that's all he gets from McDonough. Shoot it. Quick! Can't even say shoot it. Quick! And oh, I think that call sounded, I think they're in the studio for these road games.
Well, timeout.
Listen to this again.
You're telling me he can get that jacked up in the studio?
Because it's Toronto, probably, yeah.
Oh, that's true as well. I didn't think of that. That is a good point. You want to hear this one more time?
Whether you like it or not. That's impressive to be that over the top in the studio. Like, and I've done these games. Yeah, I did the Rutgers games from the Rutgers Stadium a couple years ago during the pandemic. You get the crowd noise in your headset. There's a little bit of, but you're not there.
Yeah.
And you can get somewhat excited. That's over the top.
Do not play it again. Know for, please. Don't play it again.
Okay. Yeah. One more time.
No!
What do you, it's quick. Are, it's not going to bleed.
Ugh. Marner was there, but he'll lose it. Colton. Left circle.
Quick.
I saw McDonough. Score! McDonough! He drilled it in!
Now, I'm not saying he's...
A little bit of an echo.
You're probably right.
I don't know for sure.
Pretty good, though.
The point about Toronto makes sense, though.
Yeah,
because that's why they're not there.
Definitely more complicated. Okay. Igor Shesterkin, already a finalist for the Vezina Trophy, named a Hart Trophy finalist yesterday as well for league MVP. Rangers certainly need him to regain that form tonight in Pittsburgh.
Who are the other finalists?
I knew you were going to ask me this, and I didn't write it down.
Okay, no problem.
I saw it yesterday.
It doesn't matter. It's
escaping
fine.
Me now.
I'll look it up.
Yeah. Were you really that interested?
No, I just figured I wanted to test you. Yeah, see how well you were doing.
If Boomer was here, I would have been ready.
Okay.
But I figured you weren't really be paying attention anyway. Mm-hmm. So the Rangers, though, should be at full strength along the blue line. No fine or suspension for Jacob
Trouba.
Austin
Matthews and Connor McDavid.
There you go.
Okay.
I should have known that. Stemming from the Game 5 hit on Sidney Crosby, Trouba with the media yesterday didn't even realize the impact of it all at first.
No, not really. I didn't know at the time, I didn't know that was the play that he got injured on. I didn't.
What are you laughing about?
I didn't know that was the play he got injured on.
Well, yeah. Because he did play.
I know
that.
He did.
And he didn't. It's
and
not
then
like
he left and then came back
got
and left
up,
again. I understand.
The they didn't like stop the game or anything for him or anything like that.
That's
and this
funny.
Is the better angle here. And it was ESPN. Shoulder to shoulder and the head cut. It's like the Zapruder film we're looking at here pretty much.
Well, bottom line is he needs to either play or not for this to be in a hit that goes down in infamy or not.
Yes.
I mean, that's we don't know yet. If he comes out and plays in Game 6 and he's the Sidney Crosby we've seen in this series, then none of this matters. It really doesn't.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything, not that we would expect to, on his status. I don't know. The fact that he traveled back with the team, or so they say, on the flight, if it's a concussion, I have no idea. Like, yeah, I know you gave the betting line. I mean, I don't even know if I read too much into that. I think it's just they probably assume people are going to think Crosby's out, so they're going to get more money on the Rangers, so they're going to make them the favorite.
Maybe.
No?
But if everybody's assuming that he's out, there's got to be a reason why.
Well, because everyone watched what happened.
Yeah, exactly.
So I guess we'll find out. And the other good news for the Rangers, Tyler Motte, one of their other deadline acquisitions who's been out with an injury, skated yesterday. He's a game-time decision tonight, so they could be getting another key body back into the lineup as they try to force a Game 7, which will be on Saturday.
All right, CeeLo, thank you. It is Boomer and Geo.
Sunday.
Yes, yeah. Sunday. Yes. Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Sometimes I check TMZ Sports to see what's going on over there, if there is a story or two. And unfortunately, that Jerry Jeudy story was up there. But outside of that, they are really struggling to get some celebrity sports stories out there.
It's kind of a good thing, though.
Not for them. Sometimes, though, it's not bad stuff. But, like, this one, their top headline... Brody Jenner, who is the son of Caitlyn Jenner, and it wasn't the Kardashian clan, but the different person he was, Bruce was married to
right
prior to being Caitlyn. Brody Jenner is dating surfer Tia Blanco. So that, I guess, is a sports story because she's a surfer. So that's not a great one.
No.
That's not a good one.
And anything the Kardashians or Jenners do, though, is news, so I get that.
All right, but this is a good one. Rookie of the Year star, wife files for divorce. So the kid who... That kid...
Who was in the Cubs, right?
Yes.
That was that movie.
That movie was in 1993.
It was a very good movie, though, for kids.
It was, but I mean, for crying out loud, do we care about Thomas Ian Nichols?
No, we don't. But as you said, they don't have anything.
Who played Henry Rowan Gardner? I mean, come on! That was a good movie.
Married and he's getting divorced. All right.
Remember the mom there?
Yes.
She's going like this because she was the softball pitcher.
Yeah, of course.
After he loses all his special powers. Here, do that.
Yeah. And that's one that makes you feel old.
Yeah, I guess so.
So 1993, he was, what, 12 in that movie? Does that sound right?
Probably,
like, yeah. Or at least played the part of a 12-year-old.
Yep.
And now we're 29 years later. He's your age.
I mean, it's just unbelievable to me that, like, no matter how, like, who you are, if you were in a successful movie, like, the news of your divorce gets out there, like, that's horrible. I don't think that guy did a damn thing after that movie either. I mean, like, why? I mean, they're already going through hell, these people. You got to throw it up there on TMZ Sports.
Well, but that's also, you look at the society we're in now with social media and websites like this, what sells?
Yeah, stuff like that.
Right, which is really a sad commentary on us, but that is what it is. We like misery.
Was that same guy in American Pie? You sure about that? That was the same guy?
That's, yeah, look,
you're
he was
kidding
Kevin.
Me.
It looks like he hadn't done much after that, but yeah, he was Kevin in American Pie.
Wow, I didn't know that. I did not put those two
together.
No,
neither did I.
So why are they calling him just the guy from...
Because he wasn't the lead in American Pie. In Rookie of the Year, that was his movie. And if you have any DVD or any poster, or if you just Google that, he's the guy. If you Google American Pie,
right,
you're going to get... I forget the kid's name. What's the guy's name?
Jason Biggs.
Right. Biggs. Yeah,
he's
seen around here, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
in the studio or the area?
Around here. No. Like, oh, okay. Just walking around the streets here.
That's going to be your lead.
Yeah.
Rookie of the Year. It's the kid.
Okay. I understand.
So I would think, and not for nothing, when it said Rookie of the Year star, we knew who he referenced.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
So
American
it does make
Pie,
sense.
Well, I didn't even know. I had no
I
idea.
Think Stifler or Stifler's mom.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah, basically. I mean, or Eugene Levy was very popular in that, too, as the dad.
He
was,
yeah, sure.
He was very popular in that.
And Stifler is the guy from Scorpion. Anybody know that show?
No, do not know Scorpion.
Okay.
Isn't Sean William Scott Stifler?
Yeah, that's Sean William Scott. Yeah.
Okay. I think I know the guy you're talking about, but he's one of the
different guy.
That's Stifler's mom, I feel like, has been in a
Oh, that's right. Show. Right. I'm sorry. You're right. He was the one with Stifler's mom.
Yeah, correct. I think you're right.
That's what I'm talking about. Right. Sorry about that. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Very good. We got that worked out.
American Pie 3 might be the last movie me and my wife went to.
It's been that long?
Because all the other movies have... We've been to the movie several times.
Yeah.
Kids movies.
Okay. Yeah. Which you said didn't count before. Yeah, I mean, when you get kids, if you have a night out to yourself, you're not going to sit there and go to the movies.
No. I want to go out.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to go out.
And that's been... We've had nights like that, too, where it's like, hey, you want to go do something? Sure. You want a movie? No.
Yeah.
You can do that anytime.
We've got like a Sabrina's preschool fundraiser tonight, you know, where it's like at one of the local bars and stuff like that. I think it's a fundraiser. I don't know what it is. It's like there's raffle tickets and stuff and whatever. It's like an event.
Sounds like a fundraiser.
Sounds like a fundraiser. But like in a situation like that, you're now combining a Friday night, which to me is the pinnacle of the weekend because as Eddie says, it only goes down from here. But like that Friday night is like, yeah, I got a weekend. Here we go. Happy hour Friday night. So you're combining a Friday night with something that I have to act a certain way at.
Yeah. That's why the best night.
Dangerous.
I will say this until the day I'm no longer working with Boomer. Whether it's softball, preschool fundraiser, any type of fundraiser, anything that's got to be done during the week, you do it on Thursday night.
Oh, yeah.
A fundraiser on a Thursday night is a great night.
Because
tomorrow's Friday, you can power through. It's Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday. That's what I did yesterday. I just went, I was busy the entire day yesterday. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to even try to take a nap, nothing. I'm just going to go out and do
because it's Friday.
Because it was Thursday yesterday, and power through Friday.
How would you feel if your preschool fundraiser was last night and not tonight? That's how you start your weekend.
Yeah, right. I know.
You should learn something here.
I'm actually looking forward to it, though.
Oh,
like, I don't know. I mean, I kind of am. Because I like this place that it's at.
Are you a mingler?
I don't know. I've been way more of a mingler since I moved to Sayville. Because everybody is so freaking nice. It's unbelievable.
Good. All right.
How nice everybody is. And, like, I try to match that niceness with everybody. So, I've been getting into it.
So, Casamigos and Smiles tonight.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, you see me tonight. I'm going to be flying. It's going to be great. And plus,
you're actually talking yourself into a fun Friday night, by the way.
You can't punt these Friday nights.
I know.
I mean, you just can't. They're important. They're important for my mental well-being.
That's why if you're ever drooling on the couch at 9 p.m. like I am most Friday nights, it feels like a waste.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, man. Like even during when we were home for that long stretch during the height of COVID, like, I tried to make, even though every day was the same, like, I tried to make those Fridays special.
Sure, yeah.
Like, we used to do, like, a Zoom party with all our friends. We put them on there, and everybody have a drink, and we talk about what happened that week and stuff. You just have to have that.
You know? Otherwise, there's no feel to it. We did that a couple times, too.
Yeah, you
just
have
to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, right now, like, you're in the thick of, like, everything you do when you leave the house is revolved around baseball.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's coming to the end, so trying to actually enjoy every moment of it.
Mm. Yeah, well, your weekend's going to start with trying to remove a crowbar from your tire.
Thank you. Yes, that is. So now I got people on Twitter telling me, don't drive. What if you cut the brake line? What if this? What if that?
Yeah, I would not drive on that either.
No, I'm not. I'm going to take the tire off. I'll take that off and whatever. I'll put the tire back on.
Man, just move the car, please. I don't want you to get run over. What a miserable...
I am not going to move.
With a week we've had, Al sick, Boomer COVID, and you get run over getting this thing out. We don't need any of this.
I will pull it off to a side street, and hopefully I don't get a tire iron to the back of the head and have the car stolen. And I'll jack the car up, take the tire off, and we'll figure it out.
That's a way to start.
And my wife calls me. The washing machine's broken. We just bought it like 8 months ago.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
So. 8 months ago and the thing already hit the skids?
Yep.
Oh, God. What a great weekend. This is a preschool fundraiser.
Matter of fact, I'm going to the fundraiser.
Right?
Can I go to the fundraiser?
Yeah, come on.
My God.
Come along with me.
Jesus.
Quickly, Jason on Long Island. What's going on, Jason?
Oh, my God. My wife and I were having this conversation yesterday. I have three kids that are 3 years apart, and Friday night is the night you need for your sanity.
Yes. It is,
it's
man.
Unbelievable. When I see something go on the calendar on a Friday night, I'm like, Jesus, what are we doing?
Yeah, it is. It's the thing.
Oh, so you want Friday just to chill out and be left alone, not go out and party or anything?
I want to come home from work, sit on my porch, have a few beers, have a fire, whatever.
Yeah.
But between soccer and karate and music and scouts and it's... Friday night is the night.
Yeah, man.
Once I see something get plopped on that calendar on a Friday night, it's like, no!
That's funny, Jason. Yeah, I mean, but this is at least at one of the local bars. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a thing at a local bar.
No, it actually sounds fun.
Yeah, no, we'll, so you get to meet some of the parents, this and that, whatever. It'll be fun.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.